If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you can tune us in on your radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access, and the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And by the way, if you want to share this show or any other Animal World shows with your family or friends, they are archived on the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. So by sometime later today, you'll be able to go to the homepage of marthanorwalk.com. At the bottom of the page, there's an audio archive link. You can click on that, and then you can listen to the show again. And you can find us on Facebook these days, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. If you haven't been there yet, please go to Facebook and please give us a like while you're there, because that's important. And then check out I just posted so much good stuff this week. It just blew out the numbers on the Facebook page. So you got to check out all the great stories. And I just don't have time today to tell you everything that's posted. Maybe next week I'll have time and I'll make sure that everything's still up there.
And does Ananda Farm have a Facebook page?
I don't. Do you guys do
we
Facebook?
We do have a Facebook page, and we would definitely wrap people there because we're putting pictures, photos on there, and maybe sharing some articles we found inspiration in pretty regularly. And it's called Ananda Farm, Camano Island.
Ah, okay. So Ananda Farm, Camano Island on Facebook.
Yes, and there's also a link on our homepage to get to our Facebook. Excellent. And the homepage, that would be at anandafarms.com?
That's right.
Okay, so anandafarms.com, and then there's a link to the Facebook page, mm-hmm. but that's where you're posting all the good stuff is on the
Most
Facebook.
Most of our pictures are on Facebook.
And is that what did the, because the pictures of Baja and you on the beach and all of that, was that on a personal Facebook page?
That was on our personal pages.
Okay.
You can usually find those through the farm page also.
Through the farm page, yeah. And Kathy also asked about volunteering, because she said, I want to come up and work in that soil and stuff. So do you need volunteers? Do you use volunteers? Well, I mean, from the community for sure, but
yes, we do.
Yeah.
And I would say, if you're interested in volunteering, just contact us, because there's so many different ways to volunteer, so many different things that we do. So there's usually something for everybody if you're interested. So I would just, our contact information is on the website, so you could just
so anandafarms.com and be in touch with Zach. Or Haley through the website. Mm-hmm. And then Kathy also asked about donations, because it is a nonprofit. It's not a nonprofit. Well, I guess because you're selling stuff and all of that, but pretty much it all goes back into...
I can tell you it's pretty much a no-profit.
A no-profit.
we don't do it for the money, but but the money really helps.
Okay, so you said that there's a donation link on the website?
Right.
And then you had to put that because people ask. And,
mm-hmm.
Well, because you're doing such phenomenal work. And I just love the concept of the feeling farming and that how you create. And you said you've found some things that didn't work, but lots of things that do. And the place is just flourishing. So let's find out also how everybody can benefit. I think the first thing we need to lay out all the details for is the CSA, which, once again, that's community-supported agriculture. And I think probably, I don't know how much this happens around the rest of the country, but it happens a lot. It's happening a lot here and getting more and more popular, more and more little CSAs, private farms, popping up here and there. And so tell us kind of essentially, how does a CSA, specifically Ananda CSA, how does it work?
The CSA is a great model, because it's basically the consumers are upfront choosing to support their farmers. And so it really integrates the people with the farm right up front. And so you kind of get to have the personal connection. And so what happens is, to sign up for a CSA, you sign up before the season. And you make your payments before the season. You can also do installments that go throughout the season. And you're signing up for a box of fruit and vegetables every week throughout the growing season. And so for us, here in the Pacific Northwest, it's pretty much June through October. And it usually runs about 20 weeks.
About 20 weeks? Okay.
Yeah, and we haven't actually officially started doing our signups. We've sold out the last 2 years.
Yeah, because I would imagine there's a certain amount of people that you can support with what you grow, and there's a limit. So if people are interested, you want to know how to get in touch and get on board. But right now, you're not yet accepting memberships to this year's CSA?
We don't have our sign up. We have the details on our website, so you can look more specifically what to expect in the box.
Excellent.
The times, like Zach said, the days. And then probably around the 1st of February, in the first week of February, we'll open it up for people to sign up.
Okay. And are there any choices in terms of a large box or a small box, or every other week or every week? I mean,
there's actually a number of choices that somebody would make to sign up, but the small box and the large box is the first one.
Okay.
But then we also do a Tuesday CSA that's based on the island and in Stanwood.
Oh.
And then we do a Wednesday CSA that is based out of the Ananda community in Linwood.
And when you say Tuesday or Wednesday, does that mean pickup days? Those are the pickup
mm-hmm.
days.
Yeah, that's when we do our distribution for those
so
areas.
On Camino Island in that area, the CSA pickup day is Tuesday?
Tuesday.
And where do people pick up on Camino Island?
Our main hub is at Terry's Corner, which is where the Camino Roasters is at, and the new library, right when you come onto the island.
Right when you come on the island. Okay.
Yeah. And then in Seattle, we actually have East West Bookshop as a pickup.
Uh-huh.
And we have the Temple in Bothell.
And these are Wednesdays.
These are on Wednesdays. And
the thrift store that supports the school that you had on the
show.
Yeah,
Living Wisdom School. That's in the Shoreline area.
The Shoreline. Mm-hmm.
So we've got Shoreline, Bothell, and Seattle, and Linwood as options on Wednesday.
Gotcha. Okay, so you do Tuesday pickups on Camino,
mm-hmm.
Wednesday in the greater Seattle area, and the pickup areas are either the Linwood community, the Ananda Linwood community, or the East West Bookshop, or the Living Wisdom. Did you say it's at the thrift store?
It's at the thrift store.
So that's Living Wisely thrift
mm-hmm.
store. So this has got to be quite a bit of work to do this CSA. You still grow vegetables and fruit at the Ananda community in Linwood, plus mm-hmm. you've got the farm on Camino. Now, is everything grown both places included in the CSA? I mean, do you include produce from both locations?
Yeah, for our CSA in Linwood, we have a larger membership base, and so we bring down quite a bit from the farm to supplement what we grow in the gardens in Linwood.
So I'm wondering, is there like a big push? It's like, say, you know, it's Wednesday. How do you like stay up all night and you're out there at the crack of dawn and everybody's out there picking vegetables and stuff? How do you guys make this work? Tell us how it works behind the scenes.
Wednesday's a big harvest day. We start harvesting first thing in the morning, after meditation, of course, at the farm. And then we come down, and then that's when we actually... is a great time for volunteers, especially in this area, is to help us harvest at the gardens in Linwood
uh-huh.
every week. And so we have help. We have a number of people who come and help support us. We have somebody in the community who takes the deliveries once the boxes are filled. We just have a team of people that picks everything, puts it all in the boxes. We bless the boxes and send them on their way.
Wonderful. And that blessing is really important,
it
I know.
Is.
So I last year was my first experience with a CSA, and of course it wasn't the Ananda CSA, it was one more local in my area. Like Mike says, he participates in one that's local in his area. And it seems that what you get really depends on the timing of the season mm-hmm. and what you're growing. And you include both vegetables and fruits at the time. Do you also have herbs as well? And
yes.
So you get a little bit of everything in the boxes?
The goal each week is to really provide a rounded box of what is fresh and in season that week. So it'll change throughout the growing season and as new fruits are coming in and as new vegetables get ready. But that's the goal is, you know, we want to get a root crop and some herbs and maybe an allium, an onion or leek, that is, and... Get everybody what they need to eat.
Okay, and I'm wondering because I love the Prana Mix so much. Mm-hmm. Do you put Prana Mix into the CSA boxes?
Or sometimes the Prana Mix is quite a process in itself because when you get it, it's already washed and chopped and ready to go.
Yeah.
So with the amount of volume, we're part of the CSA. It's a little more. You get the basic things to make it, and then there's the education process of. This is how you would make Prana Mix, and here's all the ingredients. So there's that element too. But we every now and then will throw in a Prana Mix just because we love you.
Okay, so that's not the standard every week sort of thing. But if people are interested in this Prana Mix I'm talking about, now where I get it, I would imagine, I mean, everybody else could do this too. During the growing season on Sundays at the Ananda Meditation Temple in Linwood, the service is at 10 o'clock and goes to about 11:15. Mm-hmm. And then there's a little, you know, gathering with some sweets and savory snacks downstairs at the temple. And you always have a little farm booth where, and of course, all the products that you sell, the hydrosols with the essential oils and the soaps and all, you know, and honey, and you've had all kinds of things that honeys in it. There was even some jams and stuff last year, right?
We tried to do a lot of preserves.
I knew there was stuff we didn't mention because there's a lot of stuff comes out.
It's hard to remember it all.
Yeah, exactly. So if you come to the temple, to the Ananda Temple on Sundays, then afterwards, I mean, you have tables and tables of stuff depending on what time of you know, the season it is. And that's where I always pick up a bag of the prana mix. Yes. But you usually have all kinds of – what are the kinds of the other vegetables that you bring to the temple on Sunday when you come down in the summer?
So just like the CSA, it's seasonal. So the first things that come in are strawberries, peas, radishes, greens. And then later in the season, we get into cucumbers, tomatoes, potatoes, squash,
beets, I know you've had apples there. You've had apples at the temple and, you know, and beets. And so you bring a variety of all the vegetables that are viable at that time.
Yeah. And speaking of the apples, another thing that we do is we manage an orchard outside of Stanwood, and so it's got about 90 mature trees that were planted a few decades ago, and a lot of incredible heirloom varieties and apples that are really difficult to find, and Asian pears, really good Asian pears. So these are all part of the CSA. These are also things that we sell at the farmers markets, and we do two markets also.
Ah, where and when are those?
Monday we do the Camano Island Farmers Market.
Okay.
And that will start up again
In July.
Hopefully. And Fridays, we do the Port Susan Market, which is in Stanwood. And so we're there every week through the growing season. And you can find the prana mix and all our...
And did you say the Stanwood, the Port Susan one is Fridays?
Fridays, yeah. And that's, I think, 3 to 7.
See, I don't know. You guys must have little Haley and Zach clones that we don't get to see. I mean, it's just unfathomable to me is how you do everything that you do. I mean, not mention growing all this stuff and taking care of all the animals, and then you know, getting everything ready for the CSAs, but then and then making all the stuff, and then markets. Commitment.
Well, there's a reason we took a month off in the winter.
Oh, okay.
I guess the summer is very busy. The life of a farmer in the summer is, it's not summer vacation. It's, you know, days are long and
long.
We're working all day.
Gotta
but
get
it's,
prana
it's,
to the people.
Yeah.
So it is one collective, there's a Camano CSA, but the Linwood CSA in terms of pickups. But it's all from the same farm.
Yes.
So do you know off the top of your head how many subscriptions to the CSA you take?
We've done 50 in the past.
Okay.
And that's kind of the ballpark that we really like because it's manageable. Workable for us. It's manageable. I think if it gets to a point where we're going over that and we have people who really want to be a part of it, we'll do what makes sense. But that's our general ballpark is about 50 boxes.
And every year is different. It depends. If we get tons of volunteers who want to come out and support the efforts, then maybe we can do more. So it just...
So it's really how much
50
can you
is the
produce?
Ballpark right now, but we'll just see how the season unfolds.
So you can imagine, folks, that being a part of this particular CSA is a really hot deal. And I'm here to tell you that the everything that is grown and comes out of the Ananda Farm is special. And like I said, I now have experiencing more than, the fruit and vegetables I eat all the time of year that we're not growing stuff, and the CSA stuff. And there simply is no comparison. And I think, to me, it is really the two of you, it's Master and the Masters and the... just the energy of Ananda in and of itself, but then all the love that the two of you put into this really makes a huge difference in terms of the quality, the flavors, the energy that you get from these fruits and vegetables. So with only 50, that's not a lot to go around. And, you know, there's a lot of Ananda members that jump on this. So if you're listening and you really want to be a part of the Ananda CSA this year, you want to be on top of this. So you're saying probably about the 1st of February is when subscriptions will open up?
Yeah.
And will that happen like through the website, theanandafarms.com? Is that's the best place for people to be paying attention to find out when it's time?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's a great way to sign up.
Excellent. And all right, it is time for us to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour. So let us do that. And then as we continue, the next thing we're going to talk about are the farm events. Come visit and get to know the farm and the farm dinners. And we'll give you all the details about that. And I can tell you that I don't know how she had time, but Haley was busy at her desk this last week getting all the dates together. So we actually even know when these things are going to happen, right?
Yep.
Cool. All right. So stay tuned for all of that information. Animal World continues with Zach and Haley Abbey from the Ananda Farm on Kameno Island. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
I'm Gary Mance.
I'm Suzanne Mitchell.
We're a couple of baby boomers who bring you a talk radio mix of metaphysics and music, politics, and pop culture.
And you never know which celebrity will join us for an interesting conversation.
Mance and Mitchell is Boomer HQ, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on 1150 AM KKNW.
Your home for alternative talk in Seattle and Western Washington.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you heard us talking about the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. That, of course, would be our overlighting spiritual community and family, and that Zach and Haley are a part of. and all kinds of good stuff going on at Ananda, great classes and at East West Bookshop and at the Meditation Temple in Bothell. There's a good class coming up on Thursday. It's free. You know, I like that price. And our co-directors, Reman and Padma McGillaway, it's all about Kriya Yoga, the path of Kriya Yoga. And I believe that's at the temple this Thursday, like at 7 o'clock. And if you've been interested in, you know, gosh, what is it that I do? And what is Kriya Yoga and all of that? Then this is your opportunity to learn for free. So check it out, and you can get all the information at anandawashington.org if you would like. And, of course, you know the farm website is anandafarms.com. And you can find them also, Ananda Farms, Ananda Farm, Kameno Island on Facebook, and that's where they're posting all the really good stuff. And let's see, I have to try to catch you up, everybody, on what happened during the break, because I tell them not to talk about anything, and then they do, and I said, oh, we got it. But you mentioned, because we were realizing that we did forget a lot of the products that you guys make, like you talked about the tea blends and that sort of thing. But, Zach, you were saying, what, comfrey oil is your number one big seller?
Comfrey, with the products, we were really focused, have been really focused on trying to help the people that we help people with real needs that we can see that we can actually have a chance to play a role in. And the comfrey plant is such a magnificent plant, and it really heals the planet, and it really has the ability to heal people. And we've seen this with so many of our friends who have arthritis or inflammation or are recovering from.
Now, is it like I have this little spray mister bottle that you brought me of the lavender healing mist, the hydrosol of the essential oil? Is that how the comfrey oil, does it come like this, or is it different?
It's a little different. It's in a little bigger bottle, and it's okay. In a brown glass bottle, and it's not distilled like the lavender is. It
okay.
is infused into an oil combination of olive oil and sunflower oil. And so we are able to, Haley can talk more to this, but to get the medicine from the comfrey into those oils. And so it's an external application that really penetrates.
Okay, so this is something, Haley, like, if you had an injury, or you said like arthritis in a joint or something, what, you would just rub the comfrey oil on that area?
Yep, that's right. So it's a soft tissue healer. So anything from your skin to your joints, even broken bones, ligaments, all those, any of your soft tissues, the comfrey will get in there and help new cells to regenerate and grow and help heal in that way. And it's also has strong anti-inflammatory properties, which is why it's really helpful for people with arthritis. We use it, you know, even if you have sore muscles, especially after a surgery. We have had some amazing pictures that people have sent us of, you know, they had a surgery. This is what it looked like. I put the comfrey oil on it. My doctor is so happy with how quickly it's healed, dissolved
Excellent.
Scar tissue. So it's been such a wonderful plant and medicine that we've benefited from and gotten to share with a lot of people.
We often joke that the Seahawks could really benefit from some of our comfrey oil, but
well, besides that, yeah, go Hawks. Let's hope they're doing well. You said that all of these products, like the comfrey oil and the healing salves and all of this, that we can use these with our animal friends.
Yes, we have used pretty much all of our products on our animals, you know, little boo-boos and things that happen to them. It's felt really good that we can put these things on them. We can put it right on their skin, because knowing anything you put on their skin, they're going to lick away, and just knowing everything that's in it and feeling good about them doing that, and actually thinking that's even great. They're getting this medicine internally too. So,
yeah. All right.
Use it on your pets.
Now, so the comfrey oil, if we got folks that are really interested in picking these things up again, could they be pretty assured if they went to like East West Bookshop or the boutique at the Meditation Temple in Bothell that they would have these things there?
Yes, they do.
Excellent. Excellent. So, and that's our main sources of retail for these right now, East West Bookshop, the boutique at the Meditation Temple in Bothell, and then the locations up in the Kameno area
right.
that you talked
yes.
about. Now,
and
you
then
did
farmers
say,
markets in the summer is a great time as well to get them.
And all the information for these products is on the website.
Excellent.
So you can kind of read about them then and email us if you're interested, and we can try to work with you
to
find out where
it's close. So that's at anandafarms.com. Okay, and then you said you've got a lot of great ideas and things that you want to manifest, because you said you are going to work on having products available online, because that will be huge, I'm sure, when you're able to do that.
And, we're working towards that.
All right. Sounds like you've got a lot of plans in the works. but before we get off track here, let's talk about the farm get-together that I went to last summer. That was really fun, because that was like a daytime event. It went on most of the day. And we came up, and there were tours. Zach was giving tours of the farm throughout the day. And we got to, you know, cut up lavender and watch the whole distillation process and so forth. And then, there of course, there's always food at Ananda events. And that was really great. And have you planned some Ananda Farm events for this summer? What do you got going?
So what you came to was our open house.
Open house.
And we do that every year. Yeah. And this year it is on August 20th from 1 to 5 p.m. And that is such a wonderful way to visit the farm. It's a free event. And like Martha was saying, we have different demonstrations going on, tours, food, just a great way to come out and visit.
Okay,
and
so mark your calendars, folks. August 20th, is that a Saturday?
That's a Saturday.
Saturday, August 20th, 1 to 5 p.m., and it's free. And you can probably count on the fact that Kathy and I will probably be there, because she can't wait to get up there. And so there'll just be one open house this summer. So this is your big chance to come during the day and see everything.
And then our farm suppers are also a wonderful way to visit and really have a full experience of the farm. Whatever we do one once a month, June through October. The first one is on Sunday, June 12th, and all the dates for the rest of them are on our website. And you can also make reservations on our website, coming very soon. It's not live yet, but you can at least see the dates and make your plans now.
Okay, so let's Sunday, June 12th, that's going to be the first farm dinner.
That's the first one.
Okay, and what time do the dinners happen?
It's from 3:30 to 7 p.m.
3:30 to 7 p.m. And so, all right, so when you get there, it's still all of it happens in daylight hours by that time.
Yes.
That's good. And then what happens when everybody gets there at 3:30? Kind of take us through the event.
So you can arrive at 3:30, and we serve the first course at 4 o'clock. So you have time to get there and to kind of see who you're having dinner with. And we usually have some kind of cool beverage or iced tea available
Set up outside in the yard, like with the tents?
Yes.
and tables and stuff
Our last October supper, we had to come inside because it was going to be much more pleasant. but yes, it's outside. And then we do a few courses, and we serve you at your table, and it's just whatever's ready to eat in the garden. We pick fresh either that day or the day before and get it ready. And
you said you had the really great chef that comes in and does these dinners, right?
We have a wonderful lady, a friend of ours on the island, who owns Kama Cafe, which is in Kama Beach State Park, who volunteers and helps us run our kitchen. And she is just an awesome, awesome lady and awesome chef. So she has a lot of fun using the ingredients that we give her to make something really fresh and special. And so we have a few courses, and then after supper, we go on a tour. And usually Zach or one of us will lead a tour around the farm, and there's usually some kind of activities. Like a few times we got to pick some of the tree kale and then go feed the alpacas or feed the chickens. The kids always love doing that. And then we come after the tour and kind of experience of visiting the farm and seeing what that's like. We come back to the table and have dessert.
Oh, gosh. That sounds really neat.
They're really a lot of fun.
And about how many people can participate in each farm dinner?
About 30 people.
About 30. Okay. So it's a nice small group.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the cost of the farm dinners?
It's a sliding scale, $25 to $50 a person.
And who decides the person who's paying? You get to decide.
You get to decide.
Well, isn't that nice? Okay, so that's great. Yeah. So sliding scale of anywhere $25 to $50 and what you feel you can afford to pay. Mm-hmm. And you said that the dates are all up on the AnandaFarms.com website. First one will be Sunday, June 12th. Now that the dates are up on the website, does that mean people can sign up for the farm dinners at any time now, or is registration open yet?
It's almost open.
Almost.
We've got the dates open, and then Doc Sheen is our next step person to come in and get the registration aspect put up live.
Yeah, Doc Sheen is kind of the take care of business sort of person.
She's
isn't
awesome.
She? Yeah, yeah. And she's also the one that if you haven't experienced alpaca wool, is that what you call alpaca wool or whatever?
We usually call it, it's technically not wool, it's technically hair.
Well, wool is sheep's, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's alpaca.
So we just say alpaca fiber.
Alpaca fiber, that sounds good. But it is really so lovely and soft to touch. And I was gifted with one of the little mala pouches and bags for Christmas. And it feels so good. And Doc Sheena is, apparently she's spending a lot of her time up there at the farm, knitting or crocheting or whatever it is she does that's making all this wonderful stuff. But she's making hats and scarves and the pouches. Mm-hmm. And then, I couldn't believe it when I went to Temple not too long ago, the most beautiful round meditation rugs. And, it was like I was and before I could even decide if I could, buy it, somebody already snatched it up. It's like they're really popular. So is she making something, let's see, hats and scarves, pouches, and she's doing the rugs. Is she making anything else with the alpaca fiber at this point that I'm missing
those
anything?
Those are the main things,
aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, boy, it's one of those ones. It reminds me of a kid when I had a blanket.
Yeah.
Carried around. It's like if I'd have known, I'd have had an alpaca fiber blanket when I was a kid because they feel so good.
Yeah. Oh, and we also do dryer balls. We use threads and make the dryer balls, which are also, we were actually playing with Tulsi yesterday, make for
Tulsi's
great.
Tulsi's the farm dog.
Dog toys or cat toys
as well. Oh, really?
The balls. Uh-huh,
balls. And what are the dryer balls?
Do you want to talk about them? Okay. So the idea with the dryer balls is you want to use at least three, and they're these felted balls that you put in your dryer, maybe about the size of a tennis ball or a little bigger.
And you make them out of alpaca fiber?
Mm-hmm. Yep, okay. It's all alpaca fiber that we make by hand. Usually we get the whole team of us together and start making them. And then you put them in your dryer, and it helps with dry time. So the balls are going through and breaking up the clumps of your clothes and making more air circulation so your clothes dry faster. And we noticed that it works as a natural fabric softener.
Oh.
And then the other fun thing is you can, because if you're using dryer sheets, those are full of chemicals and toxins, and you really want to avoid those if you have them. But if you want to add some fragrance to your laundry, you can put drops of essential oil into the dryer balls and then stick those in your dryer. So that's a great natural way to...
Oh, that's really neat.
Make
that's
the
really
transition
neat.
From dryer sheets.
Now, are the dryer balls available all the time, or are they a hot commodity?
They're so darn popular that they sell as fast as we make them. So you're just going to have to watch out for when they get stocked.
And they when you have them, you'd find them again at East West
Probably more in Bothell. But on the island.
Farmers markets for sure. But that would be, so if someone was really saying, I got to have those dryer balls, that would be a reason to go to AnandaFarms.com and then maybe contact you.
Definitely.
And decide to figure out where and when they could get that kind of thing. Okay, well, Kathy, why don't we've got to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Why don't we do Missing Link giveaway while you're by the phone? So, folks, if you would like a free bag of Missing Link supplements sent to you, fabulous supplement. Remember, it eliminates excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats. I've even had a testimonial from a listener just very recently calling in and saying they ought to put it on the label that it keeps fleas off your animals, too. too, because that's been her experience. And then I've had several calls over the years of people telling me they fed Missing Link supplement to their dog and the little lipoma, the little fatty tumor, shrank and went away. So, you know, you can't make those claims, but I'm getting reports from listeners that it's happening with their animals. So you can choose any of the dog formulas, the cat formula, the wellness vegetarian formula, the poultry formula, or the bird formula. All you have to do is pick up your phone, call Kathy, and I will give you the numbers, and then I'll give you the words of the day. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll-free is 1-888-298-5569. And let's do the Missing Link words of the day. How about AnandaFarms.com? All righty. So give Kathy a call now. We'll get you some Missing Link. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. And gosh, if you've got a burning question, if there's something that we haven't covered with Zach and Haley about the Ananda Farm and everything that they're doing, if you want to give us a call and chat with them on the air, you could do that too now. I think we have time to fit in a phone call. So 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Itching, scratching, hot spots, pain, stomach cramps, gas, vomiting, mucousy diarrhea. You don't have to live this way. Stop watching your sweet pet in such distress. Get to the root of the problem with Heaven and Earth's 100% natural hot spot and infection tea cream for pets, liver and digestive health support powder, and their doggy dewormer detox and infection powder. Visit healmypet.info for a free guide in helping your furry friend. Don't delay. Visit healmypet.info today. That's healmypet.info.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150 is now being broadcast in digital quality on FM 98.9 HD3. So rejoice, you early adopters of technology.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And again, you heard about our friends Tia and David Akrish at Chinese Herbs for You. .com, and that's the human website, ChineseHerbsForYou.com, and there's some really great information and good free stuff there. The landing page for us here on Animal World and all of their animal products is HealMyPet.info, HealMyPet.info, and a great free startup kit there. You can find a lot of their Chinese herbs, Heaven and Earth Chinese Herbs, at selected Hagen stores, and you can find all the animal products at Earth Pet in Issaquah. Check them out. They're great. I'm having fun with their herbs as well. Let's see. And also, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, NelsHealingMinistry.com. Check out those testimonials for all the miracles. And know he will be in the studio the first Sunday of February to work his magic. And I hope you will join us for that show. Okay. My guests in the studio, Zach and Haley Abbey from the Ananda Farms on Camino Island. And we've been talking about all of the things that they're doing, all the products that they make. And, you know, we talked about all of the physical or the products like the oils and the mists and the creams or, you know, the salves and soaps and you've got the natural deodorant and, let's see, the teeth powder and so forth. But you also make some neat, and I don't know what to call them, but they're made out of lavender. And they're like, I would like to call them lavender wands and stuff, yep. But they're really pretty with lavender and ribbons and stuff. Tell us, what are those that you make? What are those kind of things? They're really beautiful, whatever
yeah,
they are.
Yeah, they're called lavender wands.
Lavender wands, okay, so
and
I was right.
And they're really fun to make, especially if you're a crafty type person.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make them when the lavender is fresh, so it's kind of a July, August activity. Once the stalks are dry, they're too brittle, and then they'll break. But it's... You're basically just weaving some pretty ribbon around the flowers and then using the stem as a handle. And it's like the best old lady gift you can give. I mean, not that they're exclusive. I gave one to my brother and he loved it too.
Uh-huh.
But I made one and gave it to my grandma and she right away ordered three more for her bridge club friends.
Oh, wow.
So
wow. It
is a special thing.
And what do people do with the lavender wands?
Well, let's see. She sent one to her sister, and her sister said that she put it with her pretty sweaters. My brother hung his up in his car. You can just anywhere, and once you squeeze them, they smell good. You can release the aroma that way.
All right. Now, I think now Kathy is sending a message in here. She said that you need to do wand making classes, teach people how to make. That'd be a project that may sometime, that'd make a great little class.
That's a good idea. We'll have to think of...
Maybe you could learn to make some other stuff as well
uh-huh.
in a class.
Yeah, we usually, July is a great time for people to come out and visit the farm if you want to volunteer, because we do a lot of lavender harvesting, and so I'll try to think of something and maybe schedule a date in July to do a lavender day, harvesting and wand.
All right, and I think that's a great idea, distilling. Kathy. How about we'll donate a bag of Designing Health of the Missing Link Wellness Blend for you guys. We'll have that sent to you at the farm, and that way you can give it to Tulsi or the kitties or anybody who likes it.
Okay.
So let's do that, Kathy, and that way you can then close out the phones and come on back in the studio here for the end of the show. So we don't have to leave her isolated in the other room. But that's a great idea because Ananda does so many fabulous classes. And I know one of our wonderful flower arrangers that does the altars and so forth did a class on flower arranging this last year and so forth. And people like the arts and crafty kind of stuff. And I can just tell you, folks, these lavender wands that you make are stunningly beautiful. They're really creative, and it isn't like just ribbon wrapped around the flowers. I mean, you weave it.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it's woven.
It's a woven thing, and it's really gorgeous. And usually more than one color on each one. I haven't seen them for a while, but I remember them being really striking, really nice. Good job. You also do a line of Ananda soaps. Do you always make the same kind, or you do different kinds?
We have different kinds,
okay.
And they're all scented with essential oils. And so I have a lot of fun, I think we all do, picking out the different essential oils and making the different blends to have really nice.
And those are sold by the bar, mm-hmm. aren't they, at each location? And I think pretty much there's always soap at the temple,
yes.
And at East West.
Mm-hmm.
And I particularly like the lip balm because I don't really like using like the chapsticks and stuff that have all extra yucky stuff in there. But you guys make a really wonderful one. And then the little tin of the healing salve. I've used that, and I use them both on me and on the animals, like you said. And I'm wondering about the lavender healing mist. It's so fragrant and so potent that this is often used for relaxation and so forth. Mm-hmm. That it might be a really good thing for hyperactive or nervous animals.
Definitely.
So I don't know if you've had any experience with that. And wow, I know you. We talked earlier, and I just wanted to come back to it because I can't remember what you were saying, Zach. But when we were talking about you wanting to do more things for the farm, you had some great ideas that percolating. Anything that you can share with us about things in the future that you're intending to do at the farm?
One of the things we were talking about was just tuning into the longer rhythms as a really our style of agriculture, and a lot of that means working more with the longer rhythms of the plants, and so that's trees and herbs. And what we are expanding, our most active place of expansion right now is the fruit and the nut trees, and so we're expanding that into the Haven pastures. And our goal for March is to graft about 1,000 trees.
What? Jeez, 1,000 trees? Holy mackerel, you guys are ambitious.
And so,
what are you going to do with 1,000?
We want to share them. We want people to have the fruit. So we want people to have the trees growing in their yards and at their farms. And
okay.
Really to try to become a provider of the best quality fruit for this area,
wow.
Stuff that can grow naturally and organically and really
so
love
if there are people listening and they're wanting to put trees in, you know, like fruit trees and stuff, is it they might be able to get them from the Ananda Farms this year?
I would not in the fall.
In the
we will be doing that for sure. And if you have a great interest in grafting, wanting to know how to make trees like that, email us and let us know, and we'll work with you to come out in March and do some workshops, and you can come out and graft your own trees and take them home.
Really, how fun is that? That's really neat. So we're almost out of time here, and I want to make sure that is there anything on your list that you want to talk about that we haven't touched base yet? The other thing I was going to ask about is local people or any of us wanting to do gardening and so forth. Is it time to be working out in the yard yet to get your gardens going? I mean, are you guys doing anything up at the farm yet at this point?
We're getting out, starting to get out there. It looks like similar to last year, it's going to be an earlier spring. We can already see kind of bulbs popping their heads out of the ground. The garlic is up and fava beans are starting to grow. So and the next month or two, you can start to get out there, and it's never too late to start tossing some mulch around. That feels good.
All right.
Yeah, if you want to make some new gardens and you want to try sheet mulching, and now is a great time because this, you know, the more time that the whatever material you put down on your ground has to sit and get integrated with your soil, the you know better off you'll be in the spring when it's time to plant.
And if you're looking for good resources and you're kind of new to the permaculture or natural farming movement that's happening, Gaia's Garden is another book that we talked about during one of the breaks by Toby Hemenway, and it's a really incredible introduction to the principles of permaculture in a really practical way and really simple.
And that's Gaia's G-A-I-A, which is another name for Mother Earth. So Gaia's Garden.
Right.
Toby, who is the?
Toby Hemenway.
Toby.
And I'm not quite sure the spelling on that, but I think it's Hemenway.
So Toby Hemenway, Gaia's Garden, and the other one you mentioned was One Straw Revolution.
One Straw Revolution, and that's Masanobu Fukuoka, Fukuoka.
Fukuoka. So, but One Straw Revolution, I'm sure you can find that. With that and Gaia's Garden, so two great books to start you out, and that they would be good foundation books for
Absolutely.
People wanting to do this kind of gardening.
Yeah.
All right, Kathy, anything still on your list you want to know about?
No, I think I've pretty much covered it.
Did there. You? You were on the phone, but the first farm dinner, there's going to be one dinner a month from June through October, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the first one is June 12th. And they're from 3:30 to 7 in the afternoon into the evening, and a sliding scale, $25 to $50, depending on what you're comfortable paying. And they are up, all the dates are up on anandafarms.com right now, but not quite ready to start taking reservations, but they will be soon. Mm-hmm. And about 30 people can be included in each farm dinner. So that's just, and they also, I think you missed the date of the open house, which was the event I was talking about that I thought you'd want to go to. This year, the Ananda Farm open house on Camino is going to be Saturday, August 20th. From 1 to 5 p.m., and it's a free event. Mm-hmm. And with food and entertainment, because you get to, I had so much fun clipping, you know, the lavender and watching that Tin Man suit, the copper distillery or whatever it is. It's really a neat machine to watch and see how it works.
I remember you were quite productive with your lavender clipping. We'll have to have you back.
I was a good lavender clipper, wasn't I? Yeah. All right. That's good. So we have been talking today, folks, to Zach and Haley Abbey. They are the caretakers of the Ananda Farm on Camino Island. And if you missed any of the show or want to share this with others, you can, of course, go to MarthaNorwalk.com and check out the audio archives. There's a link to them at the bottom of the homepage, and the show will be up sometime later today so you can listen. And in terms of contacting them, the best way to get involved is the website and Facebook, right?
Yep.
So it's www.anandafarms.com. And that's where you'll find all of the events listed and all of that sort of stuff. Now, you do a really fabulous email farm newsletter sort of thing. Now, does that go only to like Ananda members, or is that something that people could sign up for and get your Ananda Farm newsletters?
You can sign up for that.
At the website?
Right now, the best way is just to email one of us, which you can find on the website, and ask to be added. But again, soon, we're doing some web work. We're going to hope to have a way for you just to sign up right on the website.
Excellent.
For the newsletter.
Excellent. Okay, so anandafarms.com, that's how you find them. Or you can go to Facebook, Ananda Farm Camino Island, and you've got photographs and everything up there. It's a great place to check out. Gosh, it's just been so fun to have you in the studio. I really appreciate you guys coming all the way down and spending the time. And now everybody's going to be able to learn about the farm forever now because it's in the archives. And I hope we'll get updates from you, and I'll get updates from you. Maybe you can give me throughout the winter here as we're going into spring, so you can let me know when it's time. You know, the CSA, and when it's time to sign up for the farm dinners. And if you get me that kind of information, then I can let our listeners know so they don't miss out on any of this stuff.
Sure. And I just want to say thank you to Martha for all the advice you have given us with our farm dog. We have a well-behaved, hardworking farm dog thanks to Martha's great counseling. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, so if you stay tuned today after Animal World for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. And then next week, it's kind of an extra Sunday of the month, so it's a rare opportunity. We're going to do a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. So Haley's little testimonial there, if you've got a problem with your dog or your cat or any of your animals, it's an opportunity to call in and talk to me about your animal friends next Sunday, and I'll coach you through whatever's going on, help you find solutions. And I hope to have some definitive answer on this new or answers for you and explanations on this new canine flu that's going around. And do you really need to vaccinate? What do you need to know? Do you need to be cautious with your dog friends? But I'm going to have that information for you too. And you never know, we might have a surprise interview or two here or there. So anyway, Mike, thank you. Kathy, thank you.
No, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And Zach and Haley, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I can't wait till I want Pronamix. So I'm ready to go. Let's get that farm moving. And as always, let me remind you that animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.